Today, Storm Lake Athletic Director Ty Seaman, our guest for the Storm Lake School Spotlight. Ty, thank you. And we're in the, well, we're segueing into the winter sports season, the girls basketball jamboree this past weekend. The Tornadoes tipped off their season Friday night, and we're off and running.
We are up and going. It's been a quick transition with the football season being extended and all the excitement we had this fall, and we're hoping that just carries over and moves right into the winter.
Yeah, briefly mention the fall sports for volleyball, swimming, cross country, and as you said, football.
Yeah, they all had good seasons. You know, the football team, obviously, everybody knows what happened there and how much excitement that brought to the community and to Storm Lake faithful all around the United States. Even, you know, yeah. I got messages from a lot of people, and that was a lot of fun. You know, the cross country team, especially the guys, had a great finish to their season with Dylan Cavanaugh doing so well down the stretch and running down at state cross country meet. You know, volleyball struggled time to time, but they had their share of some wins too, and swimmers also had success. So it was a fun fall.
Yeah. So now the guys turn in the pool. You have wrestling, and of course the girls and boys basketball.
Yeah, the guys are in the pool now. Basketball seasons have gotten started. The girls started a couple weeks ago and now already have been on the court a couple times with the games over the weekend. And the guys get started next Thursday, I believe, is our first home date with both basketball. Well, actually, it's the following week, that week after Thanksgiving, with the guys will get on the court with Denison doubleheader with the girls that night as well. The wrestlers are also gearing up, and they get started that same week on Thursday, December 1st. They will wrestle with Pocahontas and Sioux Central, and swimmers hit the water that tomorrow. They go to North for pentathlon. So everybody's getting geared up and getting going. Our participation numbers look good. The gyms are pretty full. Both guys and girls' numbers are up a little bit. The wrestlers have about 40 guys, and the swimmers are almost to 30. So we've got a lot of kids involved this winter.
Hey, I know last week at the school board meeting, Dr. Turner was mentioning our upcoming facelift to the gym that will start after the school year. So that's big-time exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. You know, that was on the original plan when the construction started, but with the bids coming back a little high, it got cut, so we kind of had to put it on the back burner. But we're getting some design ideas and looking at some options for the gym, so we're excited to hopefully get that last piece of our building upgraded this summer. And if you've been to the gym, you know it's a very unique setting, and we get some new bleachers and redo the floor and upgrade some things in there. It's going to be really, really nice.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Campus of the high school is awesome. And Ty Seaman, I need to mention this too before I let you go. You have been selected as the 2017 Northwest District High School Athletic Director of the Year. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It was a pleasant surprise. It's always an honor to be recognized by your peers. And, you know, our kids and our coaches and our other administrators have a lot to do with that too. They make us look good, and that makes me look good, so I really appreciate it.
Well, very well deserved, and thanks for your time with the Spotlight today.
You bet, Chris. I want to just encourage the Tornado fans to come out this winter and watch our teams. The same kids you saw on the football field and the volleyball court, and things are going to be competing this winter, and they're fun athletes to watch, so we hope to fill the gym and have some excitement.
For the next several months, we're looking forward to it. As Ty Seaman, our guest with the Storm Lake School Spotlight, brought to you today by Storm Lake Dental, right here on Mix 101.7.